Seattle has a long history of African-American activism. There were movements like the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee and the Black Panther Party. And now there's Black Lives Matter. Latasha Levy is an assistant professor in the Department of American Ethnic Studies at the University of Washington. She teaches a class on how the Black Lives Matter movement grew out of anti-Black violence. Levy told KUOW's Patricia Murphy that Black Lives Matter and the Black Panthers face some of the same issues.
It's interesting to think about how Black Lives Matter emerged as a result of the, you know, a murder of Trayvon Martin, not by a police officer, but someone who was kind of emboldened with the power of the police state in some ways. And the Panther Party was founded as a result of not just police killings, but the corruption of the criminal justice system. And so people tend to forget it was the Black Panther Party for self-defense. And so while Black Lives Matter may not take up armed self-defense as a tactic, it's all still responding to the repression of police, the police state, and the ways in which Black communities feel they are under assault. There's a broader movement for Black lives, and it's very much rooted in Black power. And it actually echoes many of the points that you see in the 10-point program from the Black Panther Party.
When I drive around Seattle, I see a lot of Black Lives Matter signs. I see a movement that was primarily built on a social media platform. It's very easy to click, and it's really easy to put a Black Lives Matter sign on your lawn. But the Black Panther Party, to be part of it, required a certain level of discipline. Does that discipline exist in local Black Lives Matter groups? Is it too easy to just click and only go halfway?
You know, I was kind of struck by all of the signs and the buttons as well. But I think a comparison would be Black Power, you know, as a slogan. And so anyone could say Black Power in the 60s and 70s. That doesn't mean that they were members of the Black Panther Party. So similarly, you know, people have embraced this slogan, but a lot of times they are not aware of what any of these actual organizations are advocating for. And in fact, we often hear that they don't have a platform, that there are no leaders, and that's simply not true. Even though Black Lives Matter has studied the Black Panther Party, has studied the 10-point program, part of what inspires them, it seems, is that there's also a need to address how we organize. And so while there might be an external critique in terms of, you know, critiquing capitalism, critiquing state violence and anti-Black racism, they have turned inward to say, how do we organize? How do we treat each other? And this is really important. So for them, Black liberation is not just about liberating the Black man. It's about liberating Black women, children, trans folks, queer folks.
The Panthers are still around, and after a church massacre in South Carolina, they turned out to protect one of our churches in Tacoma that was memorializing those victims. Is there an overlap that exists between the Panthers and Black Lives Matter?
Black Lives Matter has adopted a strategy of disruption. And so while they might not use their bodies to protect, certain communities or facilities, we have seen on national television that they use their bodies to disrupt business as usual. I think it was really a critical moment in the presidential election when here in Seattle, Mara Wilford and Marissa Johnson interrupted Bernie Sanders' speech.
And you're referring to when Bernie Sanders came to town during the election campaign.
Yes. And so when he says, you know, congratulations, Seattle, for being the most progressive city in the nation, that was really important for them to insert themselves and disrupt. So maybe not protection in the same way that you may see the Black Panther Party, but definitely it was an intervention.
Latasha Levy is an assistant professor at the Department of American Ethnic Studies at the UW. She spoke with Patricia Murphy with KUOW's Race and Equity team.